So the pasuk says in Tillim, "Kalul Hashem Iti." The Rambam Moshmayato. We asked the tzibur, the people with us, to praise Hashem together with me. "Kalul Hashem Iti." You should praise Hashem. Give gadlus to Hashem Iti with me. And we're going to exalt His name Yachdov together. So Chazal understand from this pasuk that when a person says a bracha and I answer Amen, I should answer Amen at the same decibel level, the same voice as the person saying the bracha. So he says the bracha loudly, I should answer Amen loudly. Not quieter than him, not louder than him. If he says the bracha quietly, I should answer Amen quietly. So we should together, him saying the bracha, and me answering Amen, together we're going to praise Hashem, should be the same level, same intensity of a voice. So the halacha says that the person, I should answer the same level. There are two exceptions. I want to say Amen loudly to make the people around me aware that somebody just said a bracha, they should also answer Amen. Or I want to say Amen loudly to inspire the people to say the Amen properly. So I want to say that, then I'm allowed to say the Amen louder than the person who made the bracha. Also we find by Kaddish, it says that a person who says Amen Yeshem Rabba B'kol Kochoy with all of his intensity, with all of his strength, a punishment which is against him is removed. So a person is saying Amen with all of his kaya because he wants to get that concept of that the punishment against him should be removed. So then he's going to say Amen Yeshmer Rabba louder than the person who's saying the Kaddish. That's acceptable because he's doing it for that reason. But in general, the correct response of Amen should be as loud as the person who's saying it. And not quieter and not louder. So during Chazar Hashat, when the person is saying the people should be careful when they say Amen, they should not be saying Amen quietly. They should be saying Amen as loudly as the person who's saying it. Have a good morning.